Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod. We usually say Ichabod, but it's Ichabod. The E in the front of it, or A, they would say Ichabod, there's no glory. She named the child, there's no glory. The glory's gone. It is with the ark. So she named that child, and you can see there what that word glory is. She named it no glory. The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because the ark of God is taken. So there is glory in its form when it is no glory. They could tell when they had no glory. It was easy. It was a cloud. Sometimes people hardly can tell. I mean, they don't know if you don't have the presence. You should always have the presence of God, the glory of God in your church meetings. Bless the Lord. Now, in 2014, I was told at the beginning of 2014, the church must don glory. Well, who is the church? What is the church? So the New Testament, as far as we know, we don't have the original manuscripts of any of it. I do think we have the book of Ezekiel on stones, but not everybody recognizes it. But what we have are ancient manuscripts of older manuscripts. So we know for sure the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written in Greek, as far as we know, but parts of it seem to may have been written in Aramaic and then translated. But in the Greek, the word for church, the word that is translated church, is ekklesia. The meaning of ek is out of, even called out, but out of. And lesia is assembly. It's a called out assembly. Called out of what? So we'll see here in a couple of scriptures. Look at Acts 15 and verse 12. Barnabas and Paul had gone out preaching to the Gentiles, and it hadn't been done before. So they went back to church headquarters in Jerusalem and gave a report there before James, the Lord's brother, who's the head of the church. So they gave the report, Acts 15:12. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. To call out a people for his name. Now turn to Revelation 5. This is fun for me. I don't know if it is for you, but I really like this. Do you like to study God's word? It's so rich. And the Holy Ghost teaches you as you're studying. And he wrote it. Oh. I remember I had gone to a denominational church here in town, and we went through the Bible each year each 3 years in our Sunday school class, and we had come to Hebrews. And the Sunday school teacher said, Hebrews, we're come to Hebrews now. We got to go through it. But it's a hard book to understand. And then I went to Tulsa and got filled with the Holy Ghost. I came back home. I couldn't wait to read the book of Hebrews. I could understand it. The writer was in me teaching me. Bless the Lord. Revelation chapter 5, you've got it now? Verse 8. Now remember, the scene is heaven. And there's a book that needs to be opened. And who's going to open the book? And they find one to open the book, and they found the Lamb. The worthy one to open the book. So Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, every one of them having harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of, where does the church come from? Every kindred and tongue and people and nation. There is a group called out from every tongue, every kindred, every people, every nations, and they make up an assembly that is the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. This word right here is not even kin to the word church. There is a Greek word for church. And the assemblies of God, there was a great Bible teacher, Worrell. Any of you remember the Worrell translation of the Bible that Brother Hagin got back in print? And Worrell, he always translated it assembly. And the assemblies of God call themselves that because of this real true meaning. It is a called out assembly. I talked to the Greek scholar, Rick Renner, and I asked him about this, and he said, yes, in the Greek world of the day, they had city-states, and they would have people called out, representatives from each one of them that would meet together in a governing assembly. So we are an assembly, and we were called out of the Gentiles, out of the whole world. Now, the Jews are a called out nation. They are a whole nation that's called out of all the nations as a nation separated unto God. But the church is made up of individuals in all nations come together for an assembly. Bless the Lord. And thou hast made us, verse 5, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Cross out the word on. It's not there. I crossed it out in my Bible. It's over. And they shall reign over the earth. And in the, this is Revelation 5:10. Thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. That's a very important point when you get to the millennium. But we're not going there right now. But get my syllabus on Revelation. The Weymouth translation has it right. And you have formed them into a kingdom. Here's how he translates it. You have purchased for God with thine own blood some out of every tribe and language and people and nation, and hast formed them into a kingdom to be priests to our God, and they reign over the earth. And that's how it is. Now, in order to understand these things, these end time things, all of you preachers that stood up, pastors, and then I know I see traveling ministers out there, you are an end time preacher. Whether you like it or whether you don't. It is the end times and you're here. And you have a body that you're pastor over or people you minister to that you're responsible to guide them through these times. And you have to follow the guide. And the guide, of course, is the Holy Book, Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost wrote a guidebook. Now, this guidebook, we are called to rightly divide it. 2 Timothy 2:15, I'll just read it to you without your turning there. Study, oh, I'm going to have to. I didn't print it all out. Turn to 2 Timothy 2. I know it, but you probably need to see it with your eyes. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, period. That's why I like these sessions. Study. You know, Timothy was a young, Paul was his mentor, and Timothy became a pastor. And so this is, it's one of the pastor's letters that Paul is teaching pastors, and all of us, but particularly he's mentoring. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Brother Hagin would always say, if you don't study, you might not be approved. When you go up there to answer for the pastorship. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the word of truth. But it has to be rightly divided. It can also be wrongly divided. Error in teaching the word of God, particularly in time things, has everything to do with wrong division of the Word of God.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar Revealing the Glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.